everybody. Welcome to Pittsburgh Comics Podcast number 114. It's nothing special. Marvel. No Marvel issue will ever get that high again. Sorry. I'll get to that in a minute. I'm Colin McMahon, owner of Pittsburgh Comics. Joining me tonight are...
Adam Russell.
Pat.
And that's us. The mighty group. And I figured I'd throw this out there early. There's an open... I don't know, open recruitment. If you want a podcast, come on down. We record now.
Not now.
We're recording now, but it's normally about 7:30 on Wednesday. If you want to come down, we're always looking.
Come down right now. Wouldn't that be funny if somebody just showed up the next day when you post this, thinking it's live?
That's funny. But we're always looking for new voices and opinions because we already know what ours are.
But if you like Marvel, probably not.
No, come on down.
We need a counter.
It has nothing to do with their comics. It has to do with their
business practice.
Exactly. But like, I just posted a picture on Facebook.
Well, their business practices affect their comics.
Right, and well, little things like Adam just sold me all of his X-Men books because he's done with them. I've had a few people cancel all their Marvel books because they're just tired of the relaunches, and I think that's a problem. It tends to be, they always say a new number one is always either a jumping on point, but it's also a jumping off point, and I've been seeing a lot of jumping off.
A lot more jumping off than jumping on.
Yeah, especially Wolverine and the X-Men has seen some severe attrition through the new relaunch. I don't know how many number twos I've sold, but not many.
Well, you do sell a lot of Marvel books. You sell a lot of number twos.
Yeah. But little things like, I know this little post has been making the rounds.
Did you just compare Marvel books to number twos?
Yes, he did.
I did.
Yes, he did.
It's not a podcast about a poop joke.
But they announce in their way of announcing second prints on a lot of their books, they basically made a little sign to retailers saying, "Hey, retailers, you didn't order enough." And it's like, the key one was She-Hulk. And I looked, and I'm like, well, that's nice, but you know what?
You looked on your shelf, you had 8 of them left?
Well, exactly. The first one I sold 15 copies of, so I ordered 15 of number 2, and so far I've sold 7. So guess what? I ordered more than enough. Now, granted, yes, I sold out of Moon Knight number 1. But when they're doing all these fast relaunches and stuff, or especially when issue 2 comes out 2 weeks after number 1, we're guessing. And...
But even like the number... She-Hulk number 1 and number 2 were very different books.
Okay, I didn't read 2.
It really wasn't a legal thriller. It was more, you know, her being She-Hulk, which is fine. I mean, that's kind of the point, but issue number 1 did not set up that book.
But her putting on lipstick on the cover, that wasn't a big draw for you?
Was it green lipstick?
I thought that was just so you could tell the difference between She-Hulk and regular Hulk.
Oh, could be. Could be.
Yeah, but regular Hulk wears lipstick.
It was just a little snarky going, "You didn't order enough," and I felt like responding back saying, "No, you didn't print enough." We're guessing. When you come out with this stuff, we're totally guessing as to, you know, what numbers.
Is that how they say it? Like, "You didn't order enough."
Yeah, here, I'll pull it up. But then also in this announcement, it was Ms. Marvel 2 that went to second print. I'm like, that came out today. I have plenty on the shelf, so I have no idea what the true demand is of that, because, you know, number one sold, but how many copies of Ms. Marvel sold because it had all the buzz? It was this Middle Eastern girl and all this stuff. So was that a real true barometer of how that book's going to sell? I doubt it.
I got to imagine that the market for a Middle Eastern teenage girl book is a little different in Cannonsburg or McMurray than it is in other places.
That's true.
The demographics of the area don't quite match up with that book.
But so it's just, it was just, I Image did this a little while ago where they announced that they weren't going to,
that is snarky.
Okay. That they weren't going to do any more second prints of Saga because if we can't figure out our orders, and it's in this citing how orders have gone up on every issue. And it's like, okay, well, we're still trying to figure it out. It's selling very well. Yes. But when all of a sudden I have 15 copies of an issue left on the shelf, well, guess what? I'm going to lower my order on the next one because I don't need 15 copies.
You know what? What are they going to tell you next? That you're not talking your customers into buying books?
Right.
Like, that's not I mean, it is yours in a way, but in another way.
But you
maybe
can
have a book out that's worth selling.
But you can talk me into buying a number one.
Mm-hmm.
But if number one doesn't sell me number two, then I'm not buying number two.
Yeah,
I can't really talk you into a number two unless it's, you know, something dramatic happens in it. But, yeah, it just... Don't talk down to me, Marvel. I'm doing my best to order, and it's not like you're not having new number ones come out every week for me to be guessing on. You know, really, what do I have to base my order of Magneto on? What number one came out this week?
That you should do X-Men?
Oh, Daredevil number one came out. Okay. Well, that's an easy one. That one I had. Right, I can base that off of something. But a She-Hulk book? What's the demand for She-Hulk? I have no idea.
Hulk sales.
And, oh, it's, well, it's by Charles Soule. Okay. You know,
take the average.
Well, the creators,
so yeah, compare She-Hulk to Swamp Thing and order that number. I mean,
compare your Hulk numbers to your Captain Marvel numbers. Come up with an average.
Sadly, they're about the same.
Well,
Hulk has been plummeting lately, but good thing we're getting a new number one on that.
What do you base Iron Fist off of? Because I know that's coming out next month. Like, what would be?
Guess.
Yeah, I mean...
I think I just bumped it a little because some of the number ones have been selling well. And this one, I'm getting a little buzz from people. You know, add that to my list. So if you say, tell me that, and all of a sudden I look and I'm like, okay, I have 8 people want it. Whereas some of these come out and I have 0 holds. And it's like, okay.
Well, that's another side of the coin. The people, your customers need to tell you, like, if they need something.
I mean, I know the people who are used to me, you know, I'll have it on the shelf, and I certainly do intend to. Like, Moon Knight, I thought I ordered plenty of Moon Knight. And, like, I was telling people, you know, they were upset I was sold out. I said, well, the previous incarnation sold about 6 copies.
Yeah, and only lasted 12 issues.
And, well, yeah. And then Warren, and that was by Bendis. Yeah, that was Bendis. And then you have Warren Ellis, who hasn't exactly... The last thing I remember him doing was that Secret Avengers run, which I lost more customers on that book from that than I gained. So what do I... You know, should I have expected to sell out of 30 copies on Wednesday? Not really. There was nothing there to say that. I went strong on it because I had good feeling about it. But I thought 30 was going pretty strong. Sadly, New Warriors, I thought there was some buzz on, and ordered 20, and I think I'm still sitting on about 14. So you never know. It's a guessing game. My only wish is that the publishers would overprint more. DC, for normally, I can go back and get more. It's rare that they sell out quickly. Over time, sure. Like Harley's going back to multiple printings, because I did not foresee that the Harley hitting as big as she's hitting.
That's a tough one, though.
It is. But, yeah, I mean, she's selling about half
she
Batman.
She has, like, an audience of people that like to read Harley Quinn. But
well, that like Harley Quinn, but do they necessarily want to read Harley Quinn? That's when you don't know.
Tonally, it's very similar to Deadpool.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I'm assuming it's selling similar numbers, similar audience.
Right, 2.5 times.
Really?
I sell 22 Deadpool. I'm selling over 50 Harleys. So,
really?
Yeah. So that's what I couldn't...
Yeah, that's...
You know, you don't know. So I've gone through multiple reorders on 1 and 2. I just got more 3s in. I still haven't hit my number yet, so we'll see where 4 goes.
Yeah, 4 came out today.
But then you always have that little bit of attrition. So it's like if I ordered 50 and I sold out of 53s and I have 54s on order, I'm tempted to let that ride and see what happens, because you're going to start dropping by the time you hit 4s, you know, from people going, okay, it's cute, but I'm not that interested in it. So it's tough. It's a game, you know, and somebody asked me, you know, how much data and stuff. It's like, no, most of these, you know, like you said, Iron Fist, it's a gut feeling. You know, it's, I don't know, I think I bumped my order from 20 to 25.
Did the Ghost Rider come out today, too?
Next week.
Oh, okay.
Next week. Here, I'll give you an idea. Now, it's not just it's all new Ghost Rider. So my all new section is full.
It's actually
So I have...
It's truly an all new Ghost Rider.
Yes, I have 20 all new Ghost Riders coming. But I don't know, you know, the last Ghost Rider series, you know, died again. I was selling, you know, 4 or 5 copies. So, but granted, that had been one that was going on for a while and kind of died at the
it's
end.
It's going to be harder for you to decide, like, what you can from books that have died recently. They need to have something that's good, and then you can decide off of the last one that it was good. So you can decide your numbers off of that.
Yeah, I mean, there's no time lapse really in there either, where, you know, you kind of give the, you know, give the character a break.
Yeah.
And then, you know, eventually, you know, bring him in on, you know, as a side character in an Avengers story or in a Justice League story, just kind of a cameo appearance. If it does well,
that's what I
said.
Yeah, that's
in,
how
yeah.
they used to do
well,
it.
Well, really, they can't. Like, Marvel can't really say anything to you about this because there's nothing you can necessarily do. You're going on a hunch that this is either going to be good or bad, mm-hmm. you know. And
sometimes, like I have read the all new Ghost Rider, it wasn't bad. But yeah, I wish they would have introduced him. Maybe not give his origin somewhere, but just have that character pop up in something.
Yeah.
And specifically with this one, it got confusing because the same time they announced this, they announced that Ghost Rider was going to be in Thunderbolts.
But it's not the same Ghost Rider.
Not the same Ghost Rider.
It's Johnny
and that
Blaze
now,
in Ghost Rider. It's Johnny Blaze in Thunderbolts?
Right.
Okay.
Now, but what's weird is we've had three issues of Thunderbolts with Ghost Rider before getting this. Mm-hmm. So it's like, and they were both announced at the same time. And people were asking about Silver Surfer, which also ships next week. And they're like, it seems like it's taking forever to come out. And it is because they announced stuff so early.
Yeah, they did announce that early.
Because you figure, like, they just announced all this next week's previews. They put all that stuff online today.
Mm-hmm.
But and any time they announce stuff, it's normally, like, because the preview stuff is for two months away.
I've been waiting for that Surfer since, like, the winter.
Yeah. Well, I mean, how long has it been since that all-new Marvel Now .1 came out?
Yeah.
Which had the little teaser on it. So it's... Sometimes you promote stuff too early. I realize you want to build up anticipation, but if it's 3 months,
that's
4 months, that's too long.
Yeah.
That's anticipation that they're anticipating for so long that after a while they're just like, yeah.
Yeah. So did it come out? Did I miss it?
And then they forget.
Yeah, I came in here and there was none on the shelf, so I figured you sold out. Mm-hmm.
So. But yeah, I wish they would introduce more characters and then, you know, then you can do because you demanded it.
Yeah.
You know, there was so much buzz behind whoever this was. His eyes don't go there. Sorry, Adam's sketching.
You're
while
right.
While we're
his eyes don't go there. I'm doing it wrong.
And they're more angled.
Not as pointy.
Well, that one's fine. That's this one.
Well, they should be the same shape too. Why is that one so much bigger and rounder?
Like if you look there, they're more.
They're angled. He's further away.
Oh, okay. Only 2 ears. Adam. Only two.
Batman has three ears.
But,
it's 4 ears.
So that's all. There's my anti-Marvel bias. Well, and I just posted a picture online about the discrepancy of the trades. Because I was a bit stunned. Two trades came out today. There was Mighty Avengers Volume 1, and then Green Lantern Rise of the Third Army.
The Silver Surfer.
And the Green Lantern one is easily three times as big as the Mighty Avengers, and there was a $7 price difference between the two. I'm like, wow. So,
Rise
that's all.
Rise of the Empire. Everything is rise.
Right. Fair enough. But, so, Walking Dead has turned itself around. Two issues ago, the book we'll get to.
We'll get through the show. We'll get through.
The show.
Two episodes.
The show, yeah. Two episodes ago, I was not real thrilled with the Beth and Daryl episode. It bored me.
Oh, Billy's in Love?
Yes. But the last one was good. The one before that was good. And then this last one was, what the...
That was
awesome. You kind of saw coming the way, and especially if you'd read the book, I think something similar happened in the book with two twin boys where one
Billy
killed the
Ben.
Other. But yeah, it was, you saw things going bad and then all of a sudden, I guess it was bad on them to leave them alone knowing she was a little whack after playing with the zombie. But then, yeah, to walk in and she's killed her sister. Don't worry, she'll come back.
I didn't hurt the brain.
Yeah.
Oh, I was going to do Judith next.
Yeah.
Although there was a couple, I want to say it was when it came back after the break. She tried to suffocate Judith
at
one point. So,
well, because she was crying and they were trying to hide. Yeah, but man, that was look at the flowers, Lizzie. Bang. Yeah, you knew Lizzie wasn't right. You just didn't realize she was that wrong.
Well, it definitely answered the fact that Carol was the one to kill.
Yeah,
and
but it did show, and I think the reason that Tyrese forgave her is he kind of saw that she did what needed to be done.
Yeah.
And he couldn't really question her, at least intent, she wasn't doing it to hurt him.
Yeah. She's willing to kill her surrogate daughter at this point, so.
Because she was whack. But, man, she was...
So I thought it was weird that they always called her ma'am.
Mm. But, I don't know. And the crispy zombies.
That was
now,
pretty good.
One thing I've noticed in the last two episodes, the zombies are getting faster.
Yeah, they are.
Because when they went into the house that Daryl and Beth were in, they were coming through that door fast.
Yeah.
And then the crispy zombies were moving.
Yeah.
Much faster than normal.
They kept bringing up, people would keep bringing up why they weren't crispy.
Well, it was that fire, whatever that fire that they noticed.
I'm assuming it was the house that Daryl and
maybe
and Beth burned
maybe
down.
One thing, either read or it was on The Talking Dead, they mentioned that the reason they were burned is the fire represents two things that the zombies can still see.
That was on The Talking
was
Dead.
Was it that
yeah.
It was bright and movement, so that's why they're drawn to fire.
Yeah.
But you think they would just kind of keep walking in and burn? You know, they wouldn't
get
out.
Yeah, well,
I think they would just fall apart by now.
Yeah.
Well, that's one piece, but like
why were some partially burned?
They didn't stop, drop, and roll. They should still be on fire.
Yeah. Well, they were kind of smoking.
They were smoking, but they weren't actually on fire. Like when they overran the barn and the barn caught on fire, they were walking. I mean, they were walking Molotov cocktails. Fire zombies are good weapons. That needs to be utilized more in this show. And then the group that Daryl's with, I'm still wondering who they're supposed to be. Because there's something off with that group.
Yeah, well, you've read the books?
Yeah.
Okay, spoilers a little bit, because kind of the next group they meet are cannibals in the Fear the Hunters.
Yeah.
So there's a question, is that what they are? Because that would kind of make sense, because they almost look like military-type people, or at least have that kind of group thing. And you can kind of say, hey, your food. I can rummage for, some canned goods through these houses, or we can cook you, your meat.
Well, and he did say, it was the guy, Joe, said right to Daryl, why hurt those things when you can hurt people? So, the scene that I remember the best about that was when they ate Dale. Tried to eat Dale, and he's like, you're eating tainted meat. They don't have anybody like that now that they got rid of Herschel.
How did Dale die in the book? I don't remember.
It was the hunters. They started to eat him, and then I think. Well, he got. And then
they
he got
took
bit.
One of his legs.
Yeah, right, and then bit. I think he got bit. And I guess hid that he was bit.
Well, yeah, because he got bit, and they cut his leg off.
Yeah.
And that saved him. And then.
They took another one of his legs.
Yeah.
That's what they ate. But the whole thing, it's funny. They got to drag it out a little bit this season because it's all of a sudden
they're
it's really, really close to the comic. I don't know if Kirkman even knows what he wants to do if it gets that close. But it seems like a lot that they'd be writing because, the cannibal story was, maybe an issue.
No, it was five.
Was it five? But it wasn't as big as, this is
well,
playing out.
Yeah. Yeah. I was thinking they came out with buttons back then, but maybe I'm wrong. I thought they'd come out with a bunch of pins that they sent us. But I might be wrong. That might have been more for 100.
And they dealt with the cannibals real quick.
Yeah, it was just, it was one trade. It was four, five or six issues. Yeah, it was done pretty quick. Where most stuff drags out, like All Out War.
You get two trades out of All Out War.
Yeah, but there's not two trades worth of story so far.
Then they could still do the cannibals, but that might not have anything to do with Terminus. Terminus is the town that they went that they're at.
It could be,
now,
or it could be the hilltop.
Yeah.
But are they going to go that fast?
Well, no, because they go to Alexandria first before they get to the hilltop.
That's true.
I like how they added a bunch of characters in the book, in between those two times when they got to their new place and after the prison.
Yeah.
And they added, like, a priest. And then, like, the priest, every issue, all he does is just funerals.
Well, but that's really where they're at right now, is they should be running into Morgan again, which they kind of already dealt with, and they're not bringing him into the group.
Where did he go?
The priest. What do you mean, where did he go?
Morgan,
He stayed, remember, he was in he was in the town. Just
No, in the book.
He died.
Did he?
I don't remember.
Yeah, he died at some point.
He was supposed to be with him.
Morgan? No.
Yeah, they met up with each other. When Carl kills Ben, they blamed. They thought it was him.
Oh, I don't. That was a long time.
Because
they were like, he's the only outsider here.
But that's also when Rick is talking on the phone to nobody.
Right. So things definitely aren't matching up.
Yeah. I don't know.
Tyrese should be dead.
I'm just confused of where he is now. I don't remember him getting
what's his name died in Tyrese's place?
Herschel.
Yeah, Herschel. Right.
But Herschel never.
Yeah.
Governor shot him. I think it was the governor who shot him because he was just like, just go and do it because he's done like with this place or something.
That's kind of good though. I mean, I think in some ways he's correcting mistakes that he made in there when he wrote the comic. You know, he just said, "Oh, I shouldn't have done that." And can't unring the bell.
What about Maggie in the book? What happened to Maggie's sister? I think her name was Beth on that too.
I don't remember that.
I don't think she made it off the farm.
I don't think she did either.
Yeah.
Because Beth wasn't the one who tried to kill herself. It was Maggie.
Maggie, right.
It's funny how many things are just different.
Did you guys read last week's issue?
Yes.
Yeah.
So... it just that doesn't make sense to me.
An issue today.
Next week. Just the thing we're dipping the weapons in the zombie stuff.
Yeah.
This should kill them.
Yeah, you were talking about that.
I don't get that they've covered themselves in this stuff, and in all the attacking, they haven't got any spray in their mouth type of thing. So I just, that being a dramatic thing, I don't really see that playing a part.
Yeah, I mean, I think we talked about this last week. I think there's something in their mouth.
Okay.
That when they bite, that's what causes the fever.
Yeah. Possibly, but they're so not like generating just,
you know,
saliva.
Yeah, not you rubbing, know. You know, yeah. not rubbing what, well, but, you yeah. know, they're dead, so some type of bacteria can grow, and it could be, you know, something that was mutated.
But it's something Negan's plan, or is this going to be the end of Rick? That would be interesting.
I mean, how do they even know that will do anything? They don't really know how any of these things work.
No. Well,
so it might not. Maybe they're just.
And plus, what if he shot a clean bolt? He didn't shoot. You know, you don't know.
Well, and the other thing is, if you kill off Rick, who is really the focus of the story, I guess
I don't want to read a Carl book.
Well, and that's just it. I mean, really, who? It's either going to be Carl or Andrew.
Negan.
I would read that book.
No, I don't think you're going to say. I don't think he's going to get.
Yeah, I don't. I'm not saying he wouldn't kill off a main character, but,
You know what? I'll say no, because this is why. I was talking about this with a friend who only watches the show, and I was telling her how they cut off his hand. And do you remember what Kirkman said? They cut off his hand. I think you were the one who maybe told me this. They cut off his hand when he did that, and now... Kirkman has all this stuff that he's having a hard time writing a character with no hand.
Yeah.
So just recently, the issues, Rick talks to the blacksmith in town.
Yeah.
He's wanting a prosthetic man.
Right.
I feel like they have stuff invested into this prosthetic that he's wanting to do something like he did with Dale or
with Merle.
Right.
With Merle.
The knife hand.
Yeah. And I have a feeling that they're investing time into him, that they're not going to kill the character off. I don't think they'll really kill off him. I don't think that's going to happen.
No.
I think the thing centers around him, and I think for some reason, from him waking up in the hospital bed all the way, this has to end with him in some way. If he's in a coma still when he wakes up and this was all in his coma or something, I don't know.
I would hate that end. The new heart ending
would piss
me off.
That's what they always said about Lost, what Lost was. And... I didn't like that when it was about Lost. So I don't think it's going to be that. But I always thought it was funny that it just seems too easy. You have a character who wakes up out of a coma and it's a zombie apocalypse. Something had to happen in this coma.
It had. I mean, he had to be in a coma for a while based on, you know, the total collapse of society while he was in a coma. So, I mean, the only thing I think, maybe he's immune to it. You know, maybe...
It is zombie?
Yeah, like whatever the pathogen is that causes it, maybe he's immune to it, and maybe he's the key. And Kirkman, if you write this, I want I want some money on this. But maybe he, you know, maybe he's, you know, the key to
you too, chap. You try to write a zombie comic.
We shouldn't talk about zombie comics while Chad's trying to sleep. He might have nightmares.
That's true.
But I feel like they're going to have more invested in it. I think you're right, Colin. I don't think wiping your weapons and zombie guts is really going to, you know, cause any issue. Because, I mean, how many things have they used, like weapons and stuff? Mm-hmm. Plus, the zombie virus is already inside of them. Whether or not they...
In the show, not in the book, but we don't know.
I think it's the same, isn't it?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Maybe it's like, you know, chasing like poop.
Yeah, because that was the whole thing that they were saying, we are the Walking Dead. Remember? Yeah. That was the whole thing about in the book. When Rick... That was... You know what? Going back and listen, like... Going back to old issues of The Walking Dead, like, and thinking about those, that was... It was good stuff that he wrote at the beginning.
Just got a little slow. It's been slow since about 100. And even before that, it had gotten a little slow leading up to 100.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was the TV show. You know? TV show slowing it out. But no, I...
Only a couple more episodes.
I just always love that line, we are the Walking Dead, because that's what they are.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was good. So it wasn't a bad issue, the last issue. I didn't think it was...
No, it wasn't bad. Stuff happened.
Yeah. I love how all these people think that Shiva's alive, the tiger.
Oh, okay. I
want to think that too, but if you read the little message, the letterboards at the back of the book, there's people in it that keep saying it, and they write at the bottom, no, she's not. Which just tells comic book fans, yes, she is.
Yeah, I'm thinking Adler went, you know what, I'm really not up for drawing a tiger, so...
Her and Glenn.
Yeah.
That's just going to happen.
Yeah, Glenn's walking around the smash and the skull. Yeah, he's still...
Riding a tiger.
Riding the tiger.
Walk it off, Glenn. Walk it off.
Yeah, he'll be all right. Can't that blacksmith make him a prosthetic skull?
Alrighty, then.
He can make everything.
Now, I didn't... Changing gears. Moving on. I didn't watch the Marvel thing last night, so I can't vouch for it.
It was crap. Well, no, okay. They promised new footage, and while technically you saw new footage, it was. I watched it after I watched the Flyers game. And,
so you were in a good mood.
Well, I was, and then at about 11 o'clock, when it was over with,
you were
I said,
the "Flyers game."
Yeah. They beat my team.
So, but when it was over, I was like, I should have just went to bed. It was disappointing. Because most of it, like, the first three quarters of it was the history of Marvel Studios.
Okay.
And it was really...
That hasn't been the most boring thing ever.
Well, and that's just it. You know, they were talking about how we assembled the universe, and it's like... Okay, if you didn't watch the Marvel movies, I could see how you would find this interesting. But if you watched the movies, you saw how all this took place.
Well, you know what it is? It's ego!
They own the channel.
That's what I said the other day. It's just an ego thing with Marvel right now. You know, they have to have a whole episode dedicated to how we founded Marvel Studios. When did that happen?
Like 2008?
Oh, yeah. It wasn't that very long ago. Wow, what a broad, long history.
Well, it's probably 2006. If Iron Man came out in 2008, figure 2 years for production.
They're not going to count Spider-Man.
Well, no. They did talk about that, how they'd done... executive producing credits for other things.
Yeah.
But that was the, you know, the first Marvel Studios movie that they made in house.
Was Iron Man technically Marvel Studios?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, yeah, but it doesn't have the Disney yet. It was done by Paramount. And now they'll be switching over to Disney.
Right.
Pixar. Everything's going to be Pixar.
I can live with Pixar.
Well, Pixar's coming out with Incredibles 2. That was announced yesterday.
Yep. That's pretty exciting.
Yeah, that was a better Fantastic Four movie than the
Fantastic Four movie. Yeah.
What?
Incredibles was. That was a good
movie. Yeah, it was good.
Oh, I know.
Really well.
Yeah, Frozone and... And it,
no, wait, wasn't Nick Fury Frozone?
Yeah.
I'm so confused.
He played better Frozone than Nick Fury.
After that, or in the aftermath of that?
Maybe. Then he became Frozone. Frozone, that's a great name.
Yeah.
You wish your name was Frozone.
He'd have to grow the fro in order to be Frozone.
Yeah.
That'd be a good look for you. Like, when a big guy with 1974 froze with a pick stuck in it. That rock.
Okay, apparently this has gone to heck.
It's all Adam's fault.
I need to go make our own podcast.
Yeah, you go do that. Try that. And then the other big show is, of course, Arrow. So that was good. I'm very much looking forward to tonight's episode.
I won't get to watch until tomorrow. The one because why? I haven't seen it on Hulu yet.
It was there.
Was it?
Yeah, that's how I watched. Or maybe I watched it on demand on Comcast. I don't know about Hulu.
I'll check it.
But it was good. I watched the one
with Slade coming back and
this one, the whole episode,
they walked around the house.
Yeah,
but they had a lot of other stuff going on too.
I don't remember specifically.
They retake the boat and
You don't know this.
Do you know the mansion that he lives in on Earth?
Right. It's like the Luther mansion. So
no,
never...
it's the X-Men mansion.
Really?
Yeah.
I had no idea.
It's the X-Men mansion?
Yeah, you know what? The staircase, it's the same staircase that is in that movie. That's once crazy. He walks through the door. Because they had this really good scene when Red Arrow, Roy, he walks into the house and they open the doors and you see like the whole entryway.
And it looks just like the X-Mansion.
Yeah, that's the X-Men mansion.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
So they sublet it or?
They use this a lot, is what they were saying. I was reading it.
Well, Professor X did get killed by Jean Grey.
He had to sell it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't even think about that.
Get out of here, beauties.
Yeah.
That's what they said.
Good point. But Arrow's... Oh,
I think that's why they're bringing in Scarlet Witch. Just to go, no more mutants. Ha ha, they don't exist anymore. Don't watch Fox's movies.
Oh, brilliant.
That's it. Somebody was mentioning online that... it was about Deathstroke, and they showed the costume of this... Deadlock. Deadlock.
Deathlock.
Deathlock.
Yeah, somebody mentioned that. I haven't seen
it. Names all over the place.
Everybody's dead. The Walking Dead.
But they were talking about him not looking like the character so much. And then somebody retaliated with, well, Solomon Grundy didn't look anything like Solomon Grundy on Arrow. And I was just
He wasn't dead.
He's not Solomon Grundy yet. Maybe they will do something with Solomon Grundy.
He's Cyrus Gold.
Yeah, he's Cyrus Gold. He's still the guy.
But a bionic leg that you can cover up with pants. I realize they're, special effects budget.
He doesn't look any different than he did. Yeah.
Just partially crispy.
Yeah.
With a metal leg.
I don't know. I just one show I did watch that it's kind of lost-like is Resurrection. Did you see Resurrection?
No, never mind.
No, I didn't see that one. I was thinking that was the other one was like Believe or whatever with the screaming girl in the commercial. I'm like, really? That's what you want to use to pitch your show? A little girl screaming?
Resurrection is the one with Red Foreman in it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. But what it's kind of interesting, like, just people, like, this kid comes back, and they find him in China, and he turns out that he died, like, 30 years ago. And they bring him back to his parents, and they check him, and it turns out he is their kid. But he's buried. Like, he was supposedly drowned in a river, and they go through this mystery of what happened to him, how he died, and he remembers some guy there. And he was trying to save his aunt from drowning in a river, and he fell in, and he drowned. Okay. And she drowns as well and dies. Well, through time, they said that she tried to save him, the kid, and he fell in. But it wasn't that at all. So there was a lot just going on. And then, the episode goes on that there's this guy, other guy walking around somewhere. And it's just about these people just all of a sudden just
coming back to life.
And it was good. It was. It was surprisingly. At first, I was just like, it's. I haven't found a television show like that I've liked to watch since Lost on network television.
Okay.
You know, like ABC, CBS, stuff like that. Everything that I like to watch is on AMC, or it's like, or if there's something like BBC or something. So having something like this, it is kind of different. But
well, things that are different on the other networks don't last.
Well, like Heroes. The Heroes
coming back.
Yeah, Heroes coming back.
And I probably won't watch it because this is my mindset on Heroes right now. If I start investing time into the show and they cancel it, it's just going to be the same thing all over again. So I don't even want to try.
You haven't gotten over that pain the first time, so you're...
No, because they left a whole thing. Like, supposedly these people got superpowers and we still don't know why. Yeah, so why am I going to invest
Eclipse.
Time? It was something.
Well, but why are there?
That's how they lost their powers.
Why are there zombies in The Walking Dead? You're not going to know the answer.
I better know something about it.
They're just mutants.
At least I knew what happened in Lost, even though a lot of people don't think they did, but it made sense. I thought it was a good show. I thought that was all right.
Well, get your iPad. Get the CW app, and then you can watch
Arrow. I know. I was kind of irritated.
It is on there. That's how I was watching it before.
I'll check it and see what else I can find.
But it was good. The new one's tonight. I'm excited. Because they're introducing the Suicide Squad.
Yeah.
So, that looks good.
They just picked good characters.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the guy who plays Deathstroke.
You're saying Deathlok and Lorelei aren't good characters?
No, but that's the guy who plays Slade Wilson.
Yeah.
Manu Bennett.
Yeah, he does a good job.
But you know what, though? The Lorelei...
The mask is kind of silly sometimes, though, while you're watching it. He has this, mask that he... I don't know. For some reason, that mask is...
when he was kicking ass on the boat, it actually looked better.
Yeah.
It looked better when he was actually being Deathstroke.
I love that the boat is called Amazo.
Yeah. It's those are the little Easter eggs.
Yeah,
just a little.
That makes it a lot of fun.
Like they can't, they might not be able to translate Amazo into,
right?
Into it. You could, I think you could, but Amazo would not be a character I do want to see, because we all want to see what's the starfish's name? The mind controlling starfish.
Starro.
That's who we want to see in a Justice League movie. That's the villain. Sorrow.
Maybe you do.
You want to see Sorrow, you know that.
What were you saying about Lorelei?
So that was actually not a bad episode of...
No, it wasn't a bad episode, but I'm just saying the characters they're being given to work with, it's not like they're giving them the top-tier characters, like, oh, here's Lorelei and Deathstroke. There you go. You know,
But the advantage, if you bring in Lorelei, then you can... They brought Sif in, which was a good... Right, That's an actual tie-in to the movie universe instead of the fake tie-in that they had before. And it brings up the chance of having the Enchantress show up at some point.
Maybe.
Unless they're holding her for Thor 4, and then they can't use her.
Or what about Thor 3?
That's...
Well, I'm sure that's already... It's scheduled, so I'm sure it's been written already, right?
Yeah, it's... 2016.
Who's going to be the bad guy in it, you think?
Surtur.
Well, maybe Loki, because...
Oh, that'd be brilliant.
That hasn't been done two times before.
Or maybe actually do something with Malekith.
Captain America, so...
Well, and Batroc. He's going to be in there.
What, S.H.I.E.L.D. didn't want him?
You're not even cool enough for S.H.I.E.L.D.
You are cool enough for S.H.I.E.L.D. Just stay in the movie.
Yes, I am.
What was that?
Nothing.
Who else are we making?
People are tweeting me.
Peacepot Pete.
Yeah. Oh, he's not being used. Though he was referred to in, the new Fantastic Four?
The movie?
Yeah. TV, or the issue. So we'll...
Oh, yeah, they have to use... He's the Fantastic Four character.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so they... Yeah. He's not... They can't use him in Marvel Studios.
See, nice try. You blew it. See, that's one thing that's also very confusing. You know, just...
Yeah.
They also can't have Latveria.
Nope.
What's even the point?
What about Madripoor?
You don't even have the Marvel Universe. At least DC can go ahead and do whatever, you know? But they're not. But, that's the only problem.
Yeah. It's like, come on.
They have all their toys they're not sharing. Marvel doesn't have all their toys.
Yeah, they shared them all out. Nobody's gave them back.
So, oh, let's get moving. I gotta get going home. One piece of news I saw, Bleeding Cool reported this, and I did double check, and it's true. Forever Evil 7 has been moved to May 21st.
What?
I'm like, what the? 2 more months? Why?
What?
Yes.
Something's holding it back.
Something's up, because it should have been out week after next.
Yeah.
And now all of a sudden it's been...
I can't think of any issue that could be holding up, like that something could spoil it.
No, I think other stuff is being held up because of it. But my only guess is the art or something, but a whole other month, it's like, wow.
Yeah, that's...
So that was very disappointing to read that. It's going to... Well, I don't want to say it's going to kill momentum. Nobody's going to bail on after 6 yeah. out of 7.
I'm done.
But, yeah, I understand. But it's definitely going to be one of those, you know.
Make mine Marvel.
Okay. You want those books back?
No.
Sold to you, cover price.
Old
okay.
Marvel.
Old Marvel, okay. So I read some books. I know it's a shock.
I don't believe you.
I did. But from last week, well, we can talk about this one. Batman.
It was good.
I thought it was really, really good.
The art was amazing.
Yes, the art and the coloring. One thing I really noticed was the coloring was fantastic. But it was neat. You know, Batman didn't save the city. He failed.
Yeah.
You know, which you don't normally see. I thought that was very interesting.
Was it when the safety barriers went down? Was that the safety barriers? It was like, You could see Batman facepalm at that point.
I just realized that, and I wasn't even paying attention. I was too busy like reading the rest of the story. But the cop with Gordon is Corrigan.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Which is
the Spectre.
He's the guy who won't. He's the one who turned the electricity switch.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Idiot.
Yeah.
But no, it's been really good. Now we'll see where Riddler's plan is taking them now that we have mm-hmm. Savage Gotham. Which kind of goes back to the very first issue of this where Batman's riding around on the motorcycle.
Yeah, and it's all flooded.
Yeah. So now we're going to kind of see.
There's 2 issues left of Zero Year? And then
2 or 3, I forget.
Well, are they going to push everything back, though, until the end of Forever Evil?
Well, I doubt it. I know Justice League, it said Justice League 30 and Nightwing 30 were being pushed because of it. But I'm assuming they directly relate to the end of Forever Evil.
But I thought Nightwing at this point is just an epilogue
Right, but it's getting pushed just because it's probably an epologue to Forever Evil.
That's what
well.
I want to know is what happens. What's going
to
happen?
You're going to have to wait till May 28th, I think, for that one.
Well, DC is on the list.
I know.
Right now.
You guys
this
have
is a
list.
Big black eye for them. East of West, I don't know if you guys are reading that. That one, that is moving. That is a bizarre, bizarre book. But it's really good. There's no real elevator pitch for it. But it's basically like post-apocalyptic Western. But it's getting into politics. The Four Horsemen of the Apocalypse have returned. It's getting into religion because there's this thing called The Message. Which is like almost like a prophecy.
Okay.
That stuff is going along, and it's just really, really very interesting. Death has took a wife and has a kid, and now he's off looking for his kid.
Isn't Death everywhere? He should know where his kid is.
Right, well, he doesn't know where his kid is. It's just been really good. Very hard to explain, but outstanding. The new Fantastic Four I read last night.
The first issue,
because I finally got around. Yeah, the second one came out. I haven't read the second one yet, but the first one, I heard like mixed reviews of it, so I wasn't super eager to read it. It was actually very good, and I didn't read. I don't even know if I read any of Hickman or not. I read some of Hickman's. I never finished it. I didn't read any of Fractions. But I really liked this one. I thought it was very good.
So issue 2 did come out.
Yeah, it came out last week. But all mine were damaged, but okay, I got replacements late. Okay. The replacements didn't come till Friday.
Okay.
But that was good. I read a book called The Returning. Adam might be interested in this, but he wandered off.
He's distracted.
I know.
He's probably a squirrel or something.
Something shiny. It was interesting. It's about people who had near-death experiences, then all of a sudden became very violent. So the main character is this girl. She wakes up in the hospital, and they have her all strapped down. And they're like, you know, you died, but you came back, and now we can't trust you. And she, because she died, it was like prom, and her boyfriend, they're like, hey, let's, you know, sneak out. And they sneak out, and all of a sudden then they're driving along, and there's this guy standing in the middle of the road. And so then the car crashes, he dies, she apparently gets revived.
Okay.
And comes back, but then, so, and then all of a sudden she's shunned by everybody because these people are very violent and kill people. Well, not so much that she did that. And then she ends up on the run. It was very, very interesting. I couldn't even tell you who did. I don't know if it was Image or not. It had a really cool Fraser Irving cover, but that was good. Royals, Masters of War. Did you get that?
Yeah,
I liked that. That is interesting. That second one got a lot more interesting.
Yeah, I think it was slower paced than the first one.
Yeah, the first one was setting up a lot more.
Yeah. Their interactions with, like, Winston Churchill and
the brother, Arthur, the older brother, is just, what a tool.
Yeah. No, that's...
But, yeah, how it's kind of echoing World War II with, you know, them not getting, wanting to get in the war, and then Japan attacking, and I thought that was good. I like that. It's only like a six-parter, so.
Yeah, that's actually, it's not a bad premise for an ongoing series.
No. No, but it's good. Yeah, I'd like, we'll see where this goes. But the idea is that the royal family in England has superpowers that they're hiding, and then in World War II they're getting bombed, and one of the younger ones is fed up and goes off and flies and destroys some ships. Well, it turns out that they're not the only royal family in the world, and that all the royal families actually have powers. And then in this one, I think it's like the son of the Emperor of Japan shows up to declare war, basically.
Yeah, he's like a silver samurai.
Yeah. So that was interesting. That was, in the first one, I think, references Germany. We didn't get back to that yet. But they're basically over in America trying to get them to join the war.
Yeah, but they were like lame superhero costumes on their
right. Own. Well, I don't think. Well, America doesn't have a royal family, so we don't have any superpowers.
There was like a ripoff of Captain America, and
So that was good. I like that. Secret Avengers. I read. I had no interest in reading it. I didn't like the cover, even though I liked Tradmore's art. It just didn't really seem to fit the book. But once you got into the book, it was much more David Aja art.
Okay.
Very more Hawkeye feel. It was good. I enjoyed it. The only thing I didn't like is Coulson's in it.
Okay.
And it just felt out of place.
That's the one with the weird William H. Macy looking Hawkeye?
Maybe. On the cover?
Okay.
Yeah. But the book itself was good, and I had read I only read the first issue of the first incarnation of Secret Avengers, or the recent one, and didn't care for it at all. I thought the story was really bad. But this one I liked. I liked this one a lot. The art was good. It's neat that they have MODOK as a working in secret for S.H.I.E.L.D. It was interesting. It was good. I enjoyed it a lot. So if you like, give that one a shot. If you're looking for something different along the Avengers line. And then we kind of talked about Walking Dead. And then Adam wants to talk about Superior Spider-Man.
I do. Fantastic. That was cool. I'm gonna buy that.
Okay, he's shopping during the podcast. That's disrespectful to our listeners.
I was getting it done.
Both of them.
Exactly. And Chad probably fell asleep by now.
I told him to go to bed.
I know.
That
was the last book I wanted to talk about.
It was good. I don't know. Like a huge amount happened that, like you said last week, that wasn't learned by the cover already.
Yeah, well, I thought that was kind of funny. Yeah, the big secret was that Norman Osborn was controlling the Spider Slayers, but you could see that on the cover.
Yeah.
But it, I can't wait till you read 30. 30 was really, really good. Switches some stuff up on you, some things you think you know, you don't know.
In
the return of a major character.
Uncle Ben.
Ms. Lion.
Yep, that's who it is.
So.
It's gonna be,
and that's Lion next week. That's back. Next week. So, since I need to get home, let me...
That's a podcast.
Almost! Stop it!
Yeah, he doesn't even care what you read.
Right, well, you guys...
You said it. Spirit,
here, what do you read that you liked, Adam?
Spirit Spider-Man. The Batman. That's it. You already got your Adam on your other.
What about all the X titles?
I gave them back to you. Okay. How many?
Did you read Justice League 3000?
No, I'm behind. I need to read 3 and 4. Was 4 good?
Oh, yeah. That
it talks about how they are who they are, and it's really good. Okay. Yeah.
I just got behind.
They have this part in it where, well, you know what happened to Flash.
Yes.
So they
I love that, though. Hey, guys, you'll never believe what I just saw.
Yeah. Well, they recreate him.
Okay.
Oh, you have the right hair color.
His memories and all this, and what he was doing and whatnot. But what's funny is they're like, well, at least this time we got the hair color right. It's brown, right? And now his hair is brown. Like, yeah. They can't get his hair right.
Okay.
So, and there's a new member.
Yeah. They
Firestorm.
Okay. Well, he was on the cover. Or he's on the cover of an upcoming one. Okay. Yeah.
But they, let me think. What? Yeah, they explain a little bit of what they are. They're not exactly clones. They are...
Replicants.
Well, just read it.
They're people that they, like, change their DNA into... Yeah. It hosts their DNA.
Okay.
And turns them into that. So, they were real people before that.
Okay.
So...
Cool.
Just not those people.
Gotcha.
But, yeah, that was good.
What else?
And then Nightwing was the other one I read last week.
Okay. Daredevil had a good conclusion. I finally got to read that Daredevil. It ended pretty good. You said the first one
was good.
Yeah. Was it good?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I like the first one.
He explains why he goes back to L.A. or to
kind of just for a fresh start. That was
San Diego or San Francisco?
San Francisco.
Wasn't there like a web series going between the two?
Well, his reason is he's disbarred.
Right.
And he needs to, he can go he can back only... to a state that he's already practiced in.
Oh, okay. So gotcha. Okay.
Yeah, I don't think that would work in real life.
Not really, but that's okay. It's comics.
Whatever, comic books. I don't think radioactive spider bites will or get blasted.
Well, that's the, I can suspend disbelief for things
Bruce
like
Banner
that.
Bruce Banner probably could have got vaporized.
Yeah. Talking Spider-Man turtles, would have got a, I can suspend disbelief for that.
That makes sense.
Yeah, it does. Which, by the way, Daredevil was created in the same accident, so it makes perfect sense.
It is, which is really funny. Does that mean he was blinded with the ooze?
Yes.
Yes.
Isn't that weird?
Well, it's not weird because they created the turtles as a direct...
Well, but think about
Splinter, Stick.
But think about it. You know, he just goes blind. He could have gotten turned into something.
True.
Like, he could be Rocksteady.
Oh,
and instead...
Daredevil.
And be addicted to pizza. Holy
yeah, God. Exactly.
There's nothing wrong with being addicted to pizza.
Yeah, I'm kind of addicted to pizza.
We used to get pizza. Colin would buy us pizza at the podcast all the time, and he stopped.
I don't remember that.
Well, he forgets.
Oh, yeah, we're almost
just start back up.
Okay, sure. Just for you, Adam.
Yeah.
Okay, shipping next week. Oh, very exciting. We talked about it earlier. All new Ghost Rider number one. All new Marvel Now. One on my invoices, it's fun because it's all new Ghost Rider, and then at the end it has ANMN, so you know that it's not just now; it's all new Marvel Now. We got two American Vampire, the hardcover of 6 and the trade paperback of 5 are coming, which is good because those sell really, really well for me. Don't open that; you didn't buy it yet. Bunker number 2, number 1 had a lot of buzz. We'll see if it continues on to number 2. And then Captain America Homecoming, which is, I'm assuming, is a movie tie-in prequel thing. Across Badlands 50 with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 different covers.
Wow.
Fun. Let's see. Forever Evil, Argus, and World Rebellion are wrapping up.
Everybody has orange.
What? Yeah. G.I. Joe Real American Hero number 200, landmark issue.
That's Mikey.
Iron Patriot. I know you've been eagerly awaiting this.
Well, yeah, but they already gave away. They kill him off in the second issue, so why would I read it?
Well, Because.
Because I demanded it?
Yes, you demanded it.
Best creators, best whatevers.
Yeah.
Best stories.
Best Marvel. Best Marvel. Marvel.
Best Marvel characters.
Make my Marvel. That's Iron Patriot.
Did you watch the TV show that tells you why you should buy Marvel?
No, I missed that TV show.
Yeah.
Okay, Miracle Man 4. Origin Volume 2, Number 4. That's been interesting. I haven't read 3 yet, but 1 and 2 I thought were good. New previews, so maybe we'll talk a little bit about previews next week. Okay. Real Heroes, which is a new Brian Hitch Image book. Revenge, number 2. Number 1 was interesting, to say the least.
Revengey?
Revenge, yes. It was very revengey. That was good. That was something. Rocky and Bullwinkle. I know everybody's excited about Rocky and Bullwinkle, number 1.
I don't know. After all the trouble and rush of the past couple of weeks, I don't know if I could do another board bad enough.
Fair enough. Sandman Overture number 2 finally is shipping. Serenity number 3. That one's... People have really been enjoying that. Silver Surfer finally, number 1, is shipping. Star Slammers Remastered. That was an old Walt Simonson book. I think like through Pacific or somewhere. Maybe Epic. But that's coming out from IDW. Suicide Squad Amanda Waller one shot, and that's coming. Superior Spider-Man 30, which I'm telling you now is good. And then one of my favorites, Survive, that's from Marvel. All we had on it,
that's the,
that was, it was a black cover with the word Survive, and we had to,
it's
order
the Ultimates thing.
We don't know, we had to order based on that. We've been given no more
information. You haven't got anything more.
So it's coming out,
it's shipping next week. Yeah, so
maybe.
Let me see. I just want to go on the Diamond site to see if they've added anything.
It has to be something Ultimate.
I don't know. Let's see. Sorry. I know this is great dead air.
Well, if you were here in the store during the podcast like Colin invited you to be, you'd see him playing on his iPad right now trying to find some information about Survive.
Actually, I'm literally trying to find a bookmark.
Why are you there listening? Well, why are they there listening? It's a lot. They should be here.
That's true.
Recording with us.
It's
they don't want to record with you.
I don't want to record with them.
Well, don't come.
He
doesn't like you.
We scared off the guy of the week.
Oh, yeah, what happened to that guy? Where are you, guy? Matthew Todd? Or is that?
Yes.
Yeah. He's on my Facebook now.
What is going on?
I was giving out his Twitter handle and everything else. I'm like, man, I feel like, well, I don't even give out my last name. And dude's giving out Twitter handles. And
Ryan Sergeant, where are you?
Sorry, I couldn't find
You've been gone forever. Now we're making shout-outs to people who haven't been
here. Don't shout out to Ryan. Hang on.
Bobby Hitler?
Bobby Hitler was never here.
No. Bobby Hitler was my claim to fame, yes. Diamond, there Gorilla we go.
Gorilla Bob was Matt.
Sorry about that. That was weird. I've never seen that.
The hell's Donnie and Chuck?
Well, yeah, Chuck went back to working.
Chuck's working? Donnie's, what is he doing?
No, Donnie's working. I don't know what Chuck's doing. Chuck maybe just doesn't want to come without Donnie. He's his bodyguard.
BFF.
Okay, from the Diamond site. Let me see what it says about Survive.
Order more.
Hey, okay, actually, they did finally give us some information on it. Cool. Galactus, the Devourer of Worlds, descended upon the Ultimate Universe with an insatiable hunger. Though he was defeated by the bravery of a small band of heroes, the cost was devastatingly high. New York lays a smoldering ruin, and not everyone made it back alive. Many of the Ultimates are dead, and the remaining heroes are all beaten, broken, and emotionally drained. Witness the birth of a new team of Ultimates. Who survived the fury of Galactus? Who didn't make it out alive? What will become of S.H.I.E.L.D.? The future of the Ultimate Universe is happening...
now.
Thank you.
It can't be now.
It is now.
It's not even a now. It's now, but it's not here.
Right.
It's there.
It's Ultimate. It shouldn't even have now.
That's Survive.
You're small-minded. You think that time is linear, and therefore you can't comprehend all that.
No, I get that. I get that.
But that's it. That's what we got. So, Adam, say the words.
What?
Good night, Chad.
That's a podcast.
And we'll talk to you next week.
Bye.
bullet leaping buildings in a single bound. Came from out the shadows, cause that's how we get down. I'm in your town. Walk between billionaires and evil scientists. Sorcerer supreme, all the teenagers are buying this. Gamma radiation, nobody could mess with this. Hold steady with venomous symbiotes in my penmanship. Your friendly neighborhood MC back on the scene. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry. All I'm seeing is green and red and blue. I hold the shield for America. When a soldier out Siberia, rocking any microphone that's near to ya. Clobbering it till in the coffin you sit. Agenda for extinction, bring out the horsemen of the apocalypse. Part of an evil brotherhood, acolytes that believe. Super friends who make beats and cats that MC. It's the area code to the planet that we protect. The Infinity Watch is now back in effect. Now, put your hands up like this. For all the vigilantes in the streets taking a risk. For all the heroes undercover ducking, pressing the pigs. For all the villains that he's scheming on that doomsday tip. That's how we do it. Superpowered MC who can spit. That's how we do it. Superhuman on these tracks that I flip. Yeah, cause you ain't seen it quite like this.
Because
that's how we do it in the 616. Like my ruby quartz shades and my colored rings. Laser scope rifles ain't concerned with them other things. These rappers wanna talk about ice chains and fancy cars. Me, I'm trying to build a mansion in Asgard. And from the Hellfire Society, studio is Cerebro. Mind patterns and rhyme, cause I rap about what I feel though. You hear the rhythm and you're hearing the track. I'm here to take it back to days of future past in my raps. I'm the Stan Lee of the streets. Demand things when I speak, like your attention and respect when I jam these in the beats. And my tape deck pops, my mixtapes still rock. They're in your system, that's what Soundwave's telling me on the block. Ricky Bobby Drift's the only ice that I rock with. And mental telepathy is the only style that I talk with. Close your eyes, you can listen up in your mind. During this song, been freestyling there the whole time.
Now, put your hands up like this. For all the vigilantes in the streets taking a risk. For all the heroes undercover ducking, pressing the pigs. For all the villains that he's keeping on that doomsday tip. That's how we do it. Superpowered MC who can spit. That's how we do it. Superhuman on these tracks that I flip.
On these cats, right? Yeah.
Spitting a rhythm that nobody's getting. I'm down to the infinite watches. The wisdom will baffle these limited children. I'm ripping tracks. I go Mark 5 with a power pack. Hawkeye, what I'm aiming at. Stop time. Watch your chain react. Can't lie. I'm a brainiac. Little they know, I'm still in the show. I'm filling the streets. Unlimited flow. The second of Doc Ock when I'm killing it, yo. Please. Shots to your chest. You're rocking a vest like Cable did. I'm hungry as Wally West at a kitchen table. Nobody will save you, kid. I'm Frank with a gun. I'm Hank with his son. I'm Blob when I skip lunch eating rappers, man. So thanks for the gum. I'm Stark's wallet back before all these banks had a run. I'm Lex Luthor when I rap. I'm trying to blank out the sun. Cause all I see are friendly faces and shifty eyes. Keeping these anonymous commenters honest. Making them realize. You love to hate me on the net when I try. That's why you get no love when you're up on my block.